Charleston, South Carolina, America's most historic city and a center of tourism and recreation in the Carolinas. Home of two large military installations, the Charleston Air Force Base and the Charleston Naval Base. Both a contributing factor to the booming economy of the Lowcountry, served by the powerful twin voices of WTMA and WTMA-FM in our nation's 93rd market, with over 400,000 population. Of course, the number of people is meaningless unless they are listening. And listen they do to WTMA, Charleston's number one radio station. In fact, South Carolina's number one station. For the last several years, in every major survey, WTMA has proved their dominance over other stations in this area. WTMA is public service-minded, as the Charleston JCs will gladly tell you. Spot announcements were sold by the JCs and aired during WTMA JC Week. Our informative side, very impressive. WTMA News, with national news on the half hour, from the Mutual Broadcasting Company. And WTMA Action Central News on the Hour, completely covering the local scene. Nothing happens that we don't know about. Charleston's largest broadcast news operation consists of five resident newsmen and one full-time news specialist. Each day, WTMA News is involved in more stories and is physically present at the site of more news events than any other broadcast news operation in the city. And Charlestonians know it. Worldwide or locally, WTMA listeners know what is happening. News, one of our most important functions at WTMA. What about entertainment? You bet. WTMA has five air personalities, all different in their approach of entertaining the TMA listener. We have no sound-alikes or do-alikes at TMA. Our men do have one thing in common, though. That's their adult presentation of the country's latest hit music, as WTMA is Charleston's contemporary music outlet. Our music and our personalities have given us quite a rating. WTMA has three times the number of adult listeners than the other stations in Charleston. Our personalities, from John Trenton, our morning wake-up man, who chides his listeners at getting up in the morning isn't the greatest thing that could happen, but is a necessary evil. His occasional swipes at women drivers, problems of beating the traffic, all that add that light touch, which makes going to work in the morning a little easier. Jay Bond, our midday housewife helper, aims his show at the ladies in our audience. Eddie King, bright, happy, up to date on what's happening in Charleston. Bob Green, afternoon traffic personality, known as Greeny Bond, guides our traveling audience home with music, traffic tips, and several talkative characters that take part in his show, breaking the monotony of that long trek homeward every evening. Then at 7 o'clock, the only one like it anywhere, Booby Nash and company with Charleston's most entertaining radio program and his astounding 65% of the listening audience that attentively grab hold of his every word. From midnight to 5 a.m., it's Dolly Holiday for the Holiday Inns of America with music. Promotion-wise, WTMA is always actively involved in listener participation contests, giving them an opportunity to win every hour of the day. In one of our recent promotions, we gave away $1,000 in cash. But this isn't the end of good things to come. We never stand still and pat our backs on past successes. WTMA, always striving to be better. All of this is just a small part of the WTMA story. We stand astride the growing and prosperous Lowcountry area. WTMA serves the Lowcountry and serves it right.